Tracy Miles with Compel Writers Training at Proverbs 31 Ministries. Here at Compel, we understand how it feels when your heart has a message to share and a desire to get published, but it feels impossible and overwhelming. We wonder if there's a place for us in the writing world. If our story's needed, will it matter? And sometimes we can even begin to doubt God's calling on our life when it feels like our dreams are too big. At Compel, we not only inspire and equip writers, but we offer multiple opportunities to get published and get your words into the hands of millions of readers. But we also offer writing challenges where talented Compel members are awarded book contracts every year with mainstream Christian publishers. And this podcast series will feature five first-time authors who also thought their dream of getting a book published could never come true. But because of their membership at Compel, they are now seeing their books hit the shelves. So we created this five-day mini podcast series in the hopes it will provide encouragement and be inspiring to all authors and help them shift their mindset from believing getting published is impossible to believing it is possible for them too. So during these 5 days, you're going to learn one tip every day from one of our featured authors that we pray will motivate you to keep going and believing that publication can happen for you too. For this first podcast to kick off our series, I'm here today with longtime Compel member Caitlin Garrison, who won a contract with Leafwood Publishers and whose book is titled Sweet Relief, How the Gospel Frees Us from Striving. And it's releasing in August 2022. So Caitlin, thank you so much for being here. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Yes, I'm excited to talk to you. And so, and congratulations on getting published.
Thank you. So fun.
It is fun. A lot of work, but so fun. Before we get into your tip for aspiring authors, the first tip that we're going to share in this series, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your writing journey and your book coming out this fall?
All right. So again, my name is Caitlin. I am a 20-something and I'm a wife and a writer, and I'm also a second grade teacher. And so I spend most of my days hanging out with 8-year-olds and teaching them things that they need to know. And then writing has been something that I've kind of done in the margins. And so I joined Compel almost 6 years ago, right after I graduated college, and was just wanting to be in ministry and kind of learned through Compel that writing is a ministry. And I had dreams of writing a book someday. And so when Compel came out with their first book proposal challenge, I was like, okay, it's time. Had no idea I would ever, ever get that kind of opportunity. But here we are, M&A. My book, Sweet Relief, is all about how we do not have to strive to earn God's love or to perform for Him, but that we can live out our identities as sons and daughters of God and to serve Him from that place instead of trying to perform and earn, and how that actually sets us free to live for Him. And so that's kind of the synopsis of the book.
That's awesome. Well, I know the book's going to impact so many lives, but it's so great to hear how you're a busy lady. We all wonder, especially when it comes to writing a book, everybody thinks, how could I possibly have time to write a book when I have children, or, you know, I have to travel, or I have work, and just all the things that we juggle. So I know it's encouraging for people to hear that it can be done. And if God calls us to it, that not only can we actually make it happen, and somehow we'll find the time in our calendar and our schedule to write the words that God gives us, but He can also open doors that we would have never imagined. So I love hearing that. Thank you for sharing that. So what is your tip for all the women who are longing to get published? They have this amazing message in their heart, a great story that God has, you know, woven throughout their life that they want to share, but they're struggling with wondering if it's possible for them, and they need some inspiration to continue pursuing their writing dreams and not letting, you know, those stumbling blocks or lies from the enemy get in the way.
Yeah, I would say tip number one, and this is just something I come back to every time, is that I think sometimes as writers, we miss out on these writing dreams that we long for and we dream of because we disqualify and dismiss ourselves when those opportunities arise. And so I think, like, I chose this because we have these big dreams of things that we can do someday. And we think, okay, well, when someday happens, I'll feel ready for that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, but like when someday becomes now, I have never felt ready. And so I think in those moments, not being afraid to feel the inadequacy and press into that and lean into God instead of going, actually just kidding. I don't want to do it.
That's so true.
And dismissing yourself when that opportunity does come.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so true. And I've been there myself. And even though I have 7 books published right now, I just sent in a new chapter outline and I'm facing this challenge in my mind of, can I really do this? Can I write another book? Am I worthy, to write this book? Do I really have this whole message? And did God lay it on my heart for a reason? Did I hear him correctly? So I love that that's your tip. Because we all too often disqualify ourselves and we dismiss the opportunities that God gives us because we listen to these negative thoughts that prevent us from being able to write what he's called us to write. So why don't you tell us how you learned this tip and why you feel it's so important for writers to take it to heart?
Yeah, well, I think for me, this tip is so important because I almost missed out on the opportunity to even write this book. Because when the first book proposal challenge came out in 2020, I had this book idea on my heart and I had already done the chapter outlines. I was going through the Compel courses. And then later on that year, they're like, hey, we're doing our first ever Compel challenge. And I thought, I cannot believe the timing of this. And so I sit down, I start listening to some of the videos and like hearing all of the things that go into a book proposal. So I'm trying to kind of type it out. And I got probably to the endorsement section. I was like, I can't do this. What's an endorsement? Who am I to think? I don't even know what a book proposal is. I just felt like such a fraud. Mm-hmm. And so I think the opportunity came out in April and I just quit. I was like, I'm not doing this. This is not the right time. This is too hard. I'm too young. I'm too inexperienced. And I'm not the girl to write this. And so you usually have like a 6-month prep window to write your proposal. Well, 5 months later, I'm like, I'm not doing this proposal. So I lived my life for those 5 months. And the September, that September, I just woke up one morning, how you kind of just are jolted out of your sleep. Mm-hmm. And I just had this strong sense in my spirit that I was not being obedient to the opportunity that God had put before me. And I felt like, I'm going to miss out, not necessarily missing out on a book deal, but missing out on what God wanted to do through me and in me during that opportunity. So the countdown was 6 weeks until the book proposal was due. And I told my husband, I was like, knock off everything that we had planned. And I cranked that thing out in like 6 weeks and was just like digesting all of the things. And then I submitted the proposal and laughed. And I was like, I obeyed. And then you called me and it just came out of left field. I was so shocked and surprised and I couldn't even believe it. And I'm so thankful for that prompting from the Lord, because if I would have let that all of those disqualifiers and actually dismissed myself, like I would have missed out. Yeah. And that really stunk.
Yeah.
And I think for all of us, we disqualify ourselves for 1,000 reasons, and it may not be a book deal or could be, any kind of other opportunity, but just really being obedient to the opportunity, whether the opportunity flourishes or whether we just get to know God more in the process. Mm-hmm. But that's why that's so dear to me, because I literally almost missed out.
Well, I will say that one of my favorite parts of my job is calling people and saying, hey, you are now being offered a book contract. It is so exciting. And, like yourself, as an example, is so excited to receive that call. So I love that. But you addressed a couple of things. One is procrastination, because we think we can do this. Who am I to think that I can do this? But secondly, it seems overwhelming. But thankfully, and I know that Compel helped you with this, is we have so many teachings on book proposals and just how to write one and how do you do the different elements and how you set it up and just so many great trainings that you feel very equipped. So I know that those came in handy for you. But clearly your proposal was awesome because they loved your idea and your writing and how you did your proposal and everything. So that's just wonderful. What do you think are some of the most common reasons why writers disqualify themselves?
I feel the biggest thing is we think we don't have anything to bring to the table. Like we don't even say, I have a little. You say, I have nothing. I think back to the story in 1 Kings. It's in chapter 17. It's with Elijah and the widow. And God directs Elijah to this widow who he's prompted to provide him with food. And Elijah asks this widow to bring him some bread. And she says, well, I don't have bread. I just have a handful of flour and a little bit of oil. And so he tells her to make this loaf with what she has and that God's not going to let the supplies run dry. And so she didn't have much, but she responded to the opportunity with obedience, with the little bit that she had. And then she got to witness God work this miracle in her situation. But she could have just told Elijah, no, I don't have anything. I don't have literally anything to do this thing that God has asked of me. But instead, she didn't disqualify herself and she didn't dismiss herself from the opportunity. She's like, I have this little tiny baby bit. And God used it. And she got to know God through that situation. And so I think that that is one of the main reasons is we disqualify what God has given us. And just say, I don't have anything. And so just being willing to say, God, I have like this little bit of experience, or I have this little bit of my story, or a little bit of knowledge, and letting him do with that what he will.
Right. I love that story and how it just really teaches us how to trust God and believe in ourselves if he's called us to do something that seems impossible. So I love that you shared that passage. Do you have some practical advice as we wrap up that you can give our listeners today based on what you've learned during your journey that they can implement into their own writing paths right now?
Yeah, I think this little mantra has kind of been what I've been telling myself as I've been going into situations, and it's do not be afraid when you feel that sense of lack. Like, I think we want to totally back off and just go away when we feel those feelings, but that sense of inadequacy and that lack is not a disqualification, but it's an invitation to lean, rely, and plead for the power of God's Spirit to help you do what he's placed before you. And at the end of the day, I don't think that we want to do something apart from him, right? We want to produce things with him and in partnership with him. And that inadequacy gives us that chance to lean and rely on him. And so I would say, just kind of be attentive when different opportunities arise in front of you and you start thinking, I do not have what it takes. What I have to bring to the table is not enough. Take a breath and know that that's okay. And don't let those thoughts make you back off. But I would say press into those moments, trusting that we can bring God our little experience, our little platform, our little knowledge, our little, you fill in the blank, and trust that he's going to be faithful. And so I would say, start paying attention to those opportunities that you just dismissed yourself from without even thinking, like guest blogging or entering the many different Compel challenges that are offered, being a guest on a podcast or hosting a podcast, submitting the article, doing that Instagram live, or starting that Facebook Bible study that's been on your heart. I think there's so many opportunities, especially nowadays online, to publish your writing. One of them being Compel for sure. So I would say start eyeing those opportunities when they come and watch your response and don't back off when you feel the lack, but lean in. Because there's so much to learn about the provision of God when we feel that inadequacy. And so I guess my final words would be, when that opportunity comes, don't back off. Don't disqualify or dismiss yourself because it feels too hard or too big, but just lean into that sacred invitation and experience the Holy Spirit as your helper, as your provision and your strength, and don't miss out on the opportunity itself or the opportunity to trust the power of God even more in that.
Right. Well, that is so encouraging to me personally, but also I know it's going to be so encouraging to everyone that's listening to this. So thank you so much for just sharing all of that wisdom that you've learned. And I hope everyone just really takes that to heart, that don't back off. Don't be afraid. Lean into what God's called you to do and trust that you can give him whatever you have. And if he's called you to it, then you are qualified and he has qualified you. Yes. And you're equipped and you have what it takes to keep going. So Caitlin, congratulations again on your book release coming up. And thank you so much for being on our podcast today.
Thank you, Tracy. Thanks for letting me do this.
Yes, awesome. So glad to have you. So to all of our listeners, be on the lookout tomorrow for our next mini podcast recording link with another first-time author and Compel member. And I hope you look forward to a whole week's worth of support and inspiration for your writing journey.